SBS Radio.
Cenjene poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu in upam, da uživate v poslušanju. Ta intervju snemam na dan 3. februarja 2019, ko smo se zbrali v zelo lepem številu v dvorani Slovenskega društva Planica, kjer smo obeležili Prešernov dan, slovenski kulturni praznik in obenem gostovali dva posebna gosta, John Frfolja in Denisa Novata. V čast mi je, da lahko predstavim Johna Frfolja iz Kanade. John se je rodil v Kanadi. In ta intervju oziroma pogovor bova nadaljevala v angleščini. John, lep pozdrav v naši slovenski oddaji na Radio SBS. Welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio here in Australia, John. And welcome to Australia.
Lepa. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
John, you were already a guest in our program. Katarina spoke to both you and Dennis. I've invited you specially because when I listened to your interview, I thought, John is a second-generation Canadian-Slovenian, and it'd be interesting to hear his take on the Slovenian community in Canada, the second-generation Canadian-Slovenians who were born and raised in Canada, and what life is like there. I can say personally, I visited Canada and the United States back in 2005, went to many places where there are established Slovenian communities, including Toronto and Hamilton. I understand you are from Hamilton?
That's right. That's right. That's where I was born.
And your involvement within the Slovenian community, tell us more.
Well, I can tell you that from the time I was a child, and my first memories were going to the Slovenian Hall, going to the church every weekend. My father was actually the president of the association there at the church. So we were quite used to that. And at that time it was my brother and I and my sister. But it was quite a family affair, and it was home. It was a place I could call home, home away from home, I suppose, the Slovenian community. And I suppose socially, as a child and then growing up and starting to go to school, I guess you could say my social life was framed by the Slovenian experience, if I could call it that. So the culture, the music, the food, everything about what I knew about social experiences was in some way almost like a microcosm of Slovenia in Canada. And it especially came apparent to me when I first went to Slovenia, because where some people talked about traveling and experiencing new things, I went to Slovenia, I was all excited about. Oh, no, I did experience the topography and seeing the mountains in particular, because I was close to the Alps. And I thought, wow, this is fabulous. But when the first time I sat down to eat or first time I went anywhere, well, this is like home.
Yes.
There wasn't any difference.
Dunajski zreski and tenstan krompir and kislo zelje, yeah. Svinska pečenka, all those kind of things that you ate at the Slovenian clubs or at the Slovenian churches in Toronto or Hamilton.
Yeah, and I can say this with some pride too, because I meet some family members and they would say, whoa, look at that, John. He's Slovenian. He's just like us, except for the language. They would joke because I would struggle with speaking somewhat.
When I visited Canada in 2005, I noticed immediately that the communities were organized in many ways very differently. I mean, you've got those letavische.
True.
You've got two huge Slovenian parishes in Toronto. You've got one more in Hamilton. I even know in Winnipeg you have a Slovenian community and elsewhere. So you are a much larger community than the one we have here in Australia. I was of the understanding that there were around 45 to 50,000 Canadian Slovenians.
In Toronto?
Well, in Canada, in that particular area. So a much larger community than what we have here in Australia. And that was obvious with the way you were organised as well.
Yeah, I could say that I'm very proud to have been part of the community and still part of the community in Canada, and particularly in Ontario where I live. And like you said, we still have Slovensky Park, which is a large facility where people go and camp.
We don't have anything like that here.
Yeah. I think you mentioned that you had visited Vyšný Zvon. There's other huge facilities. And
those letavice, we don't have anything like that here, as I said, where if you're of Slovenian background, you can go and spend your summer there. And there's a hall and there's a chapel. And you can bring your caravan there and you can swim there. There's huge swimming pools. And Slovenian bands coming from Slovenia and from America and elsewhere. And it was an amazing experience seeing these huge associations, these huge centres. And when I was there, I think there were 9 such associations around Toronto, these letavice.
Yes. You know, it's kind of remarkable that I've lost count.
Yes.
And that says something that if you could count it on one hand, it's a testament to the organization and the spirit and the dedication of certainly a few individuals, but to be able to mobilize and bring and keep people together.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z Johnom Frfoljem. John prihaja iz Kanade, namreč je kanadski Slovenec, rojen v Kanadi, že druga generacija seveda. Je tukaj na obisku v Avstraliji zato, ker je glasbeni gost oziroma je spremljal gospoda Denisa Novata, svetovnega prvaka na diatonični harmoniki, ko sta imela skupaj turnejo po Avstraliji. John, speaking about the Slovenian community in Canada, here in Australia, it's very challenging at the moment trying to get the second, third, and fourth generations invigorated, involved in the community. What's the situation like in Canada, especially considering that the community is much larger than the Slovenian community we have in Australia?
Today, there is a drift, I might call it, and the second generation is simply not as dedicated as the first generation was. It was something, I believe, in the case of the first generation, that it didn't matter what the cost was in terms of time and in terms of whatever efforts were required, that it had to be done and it had to happen and we had to keep the community together.
And it was done, yeah.
And it was done. And today, just to speak personally, I carry a little more concern about the future. But I would say that my cohort doesn't necessarily share that same dedication. It's what's driven me to stay involved with the music, and maybe even just the fact that I find it's important to maintain contacts with my family in Slovenia, my remaining family, my cousins, and so it's a priority. So and some good fortune on my part as well that I've been able to make a trip twice a year, usually, or at least once a year, and attend events in Toronto at the Slovenian Hall or in Hamilton at Slovenian Hall. So there's some people working at it, but predominantly it's the older generation still, and people perhaps just don't have the same motivation as our, in this case, our parents, your parents, my parents.
Same issue here. Speaking of music, you came here as a musician. You accompanied Denis Novato.
Yes.
Tell us about the Slovenian music scene in Canada. In Australia, we've had a very rich history of Slovenian music over the past 50, 60 years. A friend of mine, Katarina Vrisk, actually wrote a book, 664-page book, titled The Anthology of Australian Slovenian Musicians, detailing the history of Slovenian music in Australia. What about in Canada?
In Canada right now, and I'm speaking in terms of today versus 10 years ago and today versus 20 years ago. 20 years ago, there probably were as many as 15 or 20 Slovenian bands. I mean, I played in one as well. And today, there's, I think, some of the musicians you've met in Toronto, Morský Val, and is one.
Slovenský Quintet.
Yep, absolutely.
A fantastic band.
And then about 3 years ago, one of the Bled Društvo, which is in a place called Beamsville, organized what we call Button Box.
Yep.
Competition. Yep. And remarkably, there were as many as 100 attendees.
Are you serious?
So, So I think as far as the music scene, where it used to be the Friday night dance and the Saturday night dance, and perhaps weddings and anniversaries. Mm. Now, I think the spirit hasn't disappeared, but it's more concert format and more of appreciation of the folk music. And so there's still events. So, I mean, it's still alive. Alive and well, I don't know. I'd like to think maybe it could grow. It's not what it used to be, but it's still there.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, v čast mi je, da lahko predstavim Johna Frofolja iz Kanade in ta pogovor bova nadaljevala v angleščini. Before we conclude with this interview, what else would you like to share with our listeners?
I think it's just absolutely fabulous that I can travel halfway around the world, as they say, and still feel the spirit and the comfort of having a fraternity, if you will, you know, and a fraternity is my Slovenian culture and my Slovenian heritage. And it's something I'm really, really proud of. And it's so satisfying to be able to come here. It even drives me to, it was one of the drivers. Well, I'm not just going to go see Australia. I'm going to be able to meet some Slovenian people, some people that are like me.
I felt the same way in 2005 when we went as a group of Australian Slovenians. We visited the United States and Canada. We went to Lamont, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, of course, Toronto, Hamilton, Jonestown, and numerous other places where Slovenian communities either have been very prominent or are still very active. And it was just an amazing experience for me as a second generation Australian Slovenian to see what the communities in the United States and Canada have been able to achieve over the last 100 years, 150 years. And I suppose you may be feeling the same way having now visited Australia for the first time.
Absolutely. And another good fortune of mine is that I've had the opportunity to travel to Buenos Aires one time in the past with my dad.
Right. Yep.
And my dad and I went to San Justo. We went to, on a Sunday, we went to church and we went to Slovenian Hall. We didn't know a soul.
Yes.
And we walked in and immediately we were having conversations and the community embraced us.
Lovely.
And I think it's something that we don't, and I say we as Slovenians should be proud of, and we should be welcoming and invite people to experience our culture and our music and our food and our customs. And it would be just wonderful if we could keep this alive. And I think that's what it's about. I've just had a fabulous day today here in the Slovenian Hall and
here at Plenica.
Yeah, Plenica. And it just feels great. Congratulations to the Australians.
John Frofolja, it's been an absolute pleasure having you as a guest of our Slovenian program on SBS Radio. Yeah.
Thank you
so much for joining us. And we wish you all the very best. We hope to see you again here in Australia, if not when we visit Canada.
Certainly, that sounds wonderful. And I hope in some conversations with Dennis, we'd certainly like to do a repeat of this trip, if it's possible, sometime in the future.
It's been a pleasure chatting with you, and all the very best.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.